Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on the bench. John and Del now being joined right now by Cleo Franklin. He wrote a book, Coffee with Cleo. He's on the board of directors for Morningside College, where he played ball, and he also has established the Franklin Leadership Foundation. Wrote Coffee with Cleo, a collection of 10 leadership lessons with personal stories of inspiration, self-reflection, teaching moments. From Cleo's 32 years executive with John Deere, Case New Holland, Mahindra. It's a modern day Aesop's Fables. And he's joining us here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Cleo?
Hey, how you doing, John? Good to be here on the station, and all my best to all your listeners and fans.
Man, we appreciate you being here. Now, how much of this is about leadership? How much of it is sports related?
Well, it's a great question. A lot of it, let's say this, it's very well integrated across my career that transitions from my early stages into sports, and that's basketball. And of course, I'll talk about that. The other thing is I also am a senior corporate fellow, and I teach down at the University of Houston downtown, so it has academia involved in it. But the other aspect is pure leadership, where I was blessed to work with three iconic global brands, John Deere, Case New Holland, and Mahindra, to lead those organizations and really affect change. And very unique. You would not find someone to work for all three. But all those things really have allowed me to gain a pretty good perspective that began in the west side of Chicago, K-Town. And by the way, greetings from Russ Bradberg and the wonderful fans from St. Lawrence back to John.
Lou.
That being said, all those things are a culmination of what's happening in my book.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I got the email from Russ. He's a great guy. Great guy. So is it chronological, or is there any pattern to the stories? You got 10 different stories going on. Do they intertwine? How does it work?
Yeah, they absolutely do. And it really shows the evolution of my leadership development, and that's my personal and, of course, professional and business development. And those particular experiences that started way back when I was a basketball player on the Frost-Off team at Von Steuben High School in Chicago, and where I was basically asked to join varsity. And it really details those inflection points of those major experiences. It really chronicles all the way through going to a junior college at Muscatine Community College, where I was the all-time leading scorer, and then on to Morningside College, where one of the top Division II ball players in the nation. But it goes beyond that. To, of course, going to my career with John Deere, then New Holland and as Vice President of Sales of Operations for North America, and then being the Chief Marketing Officer and Executive Vice President for Strategic Planning for Mahindra. And so it takes it from a chronological order, those experiences, and it gives you a peek behind the door of the development of Cleo Franklin. And I think if you're an aspiring leader, it gives you a chance to probably gain some insights that you probably have not had before, but it would help you with your own personal development.
Cleo Franklin, Coffee with Cleo is what it's called. It's the book, 10 Inspirational Leadership Lessons. If I was to tell you one thing about leadership that you have to have, what is it?
I'm going to say two things. The first thing you need to have is great self-awareness. I think the best leaders are those who understand themselves. And those who understand themselves will not get into position to fool themselves because they understand their strengths and weaknesses, their tendencies. And so they're always aware of who they are, how they're perceived, and how basically the combination of that is important to them. The other thing is emotional intelligence. I think those two aspects are very important for leadership. And those traits are going to be the embodiment of, I call, authenticity, that you are never fooling yourself. You're staying true to yourself and your purpose, but you're also being consistent with what others expect from you as well.
Emotional intelligence? Is that what
you're saying? That's
correct. Yeah. What exactly does that mean?
Well, the emotional intelligence means the ability to understand exactly the things that are important to you, and of course, to guide you in your decision making, the way that you lead a business and interrelate with others. Emotional intelligence is just being aware and being able to control and to express your emotions in a way where that you can really not distract or disrupt your personal relationships with others, but it gives you an opportunity to treat people not just as one, but to know that one size doesn't fit all. And you take away your emotions and look at that individual as they actually are and really get them to motivate themselves to be, of course, who they need to be and go beyond themselves. So that's really an aspect of understanding yourself as well.
Mm-hmm. Does this deal with crisis management?
I think it does deal with crisis management. I think this is important. I think the fact of the matter is no different than what we're dealing with COVID-19, where there's a lot of fear, uncertainty, and doubt. That being said, those leaders that are able to think calmly, rationally, and also are very aware of the fact that, you know, they're not perfect, but to see the situation as it is and that they do not have all the answers and able to understand that this situation goes beyond themselves, but it affects people in their lives and their families. Those people that are able to emotionally really grasp that aspect, I think it helps their ability to relate, to communicate and to connect with people in really difficult times, whether it's crisis or whether we're in thriving times. But I think it's a very important trait. And it's one of those things that a person must recognize, understand emotions of yourself. So it's really self-management.
What did you think of Michael Jordan's leadership style?
You know, that's a great question. And by the way, that was during my time. I really immersed myself and watched all 10 of those particular segments. You know, the way I look at Michael Jordan and his leadership style is that Michael led by example. And Michael was one who expected not just the best and for others to be committed, like he basically represented in his actions and himself, but I think it's important that if you are going to ask someone to take the hill, then you know what? You better be first in line. And so I was impressed with Michael's ability to represent exactly what he expected from others. Now, does that make Michael perfect? No, because I think all leadership styles are different, and the ability to motivate a team and to galvanize the troops to align on one single focus really depends on the people that are following you. But I'm okay with the way that Michael led. Tough, very hard, very frank, candid, but it worked for him. 6 rings.
Yeah, it absolutely did. Now, you can't always motivate by fear like Mike did. How do you motivate?
Well, it's a great question. I don't motivate by fear. You know, I motivate by really understanding what a person's passion and what their interests are in. I think it's important that you understand the people that are working for you, that they're multi-dynamic, very complex individuals, but there's something that is important to them. And there's a purpose that they're pursuing. And so I motivate by understanding exactly what that is. If an individual is looking to climb the ladder and they have an interest in public speaking, or if an individual is looking to just be a subject matter expert in analytical data analysis, I think it's important to understand those things. And by doing that, my motivation is to tap into their interests and their motivations and helping them build upon their strengths, but also putting them in a position to showcase their talents of the things that they love, that they're interested in, and that really gives them a sense of purpose. So that's my style.
We're talking with Cleo Franklin, Coffee with Cleo, right here on ESPN 97.5. And you were really, really good. I just got a text from Roy Brandis. I heard you're having Cleo on. And he's a good friend of Russ's. You know Roy. And I was like, yeah, he's on right now, as a matter of fact. And he's in basketball. Roy was a really good basketball player at Knox, and you were a really, really a talented basketball player. What did you take from sports that you're taking with you?
You know, what I learned from sports is three things. And the first one I think is important, which I think is not in as abundance as it should be, and that's humility. You know, in my book, there's a chapter that talks about a quote my mother always said, and that is, swallow your pride, it's not fattening. And you have to read the chapter to get the message of the quote, but sports will humble you. So either be humble or be humbled. The second thing I learned from sports is really to embrace failure and use that as a seed to improve yourself, to really give you a path toward success. And the last thing that I embrace, that I basically have learned from sports, is that, you know, really it is a collaboration and a consensus model to really get a team to focus on one thing. And when you do that, it becomes powerful. So there's a quote that says, if you want to go fast, go alone, but if you want to go far, go together. The partnership and the collaboration of a single unit focused together as a team. Because, you know, there's more than just you. It goes beyond you. It's the team. Those are the three things that I've learned from sports, and they helped me in my career, which I feel pretty good about, and had a chance to, you know, compete very well at a high level, not just in high school, junior college, and even in the professional realms. But those things have transitioned and helped me as a leader.
How much spirituality is in it?
Say that again?
Spirituality.
Oh, you know, there's... A lot. I would say this. I believe that there is a balance between, I think earlier when we were speaking, I spoke about the fact that we're dynamic individuals and human beings and complex. And I think there's three elements. We're spiritual beings, of course, without question. You have to have a good sense of spiritual self, mental self, and physical self. So those three dimensions have to be in balance. And for me, one is just as important as the other. And so I feed all those aspects. I continuously am learning about those, and I apply that approach to anything that I'm doing to make sure that I look at things from that three-dimensional perspective and be respectful of the fact that the spirituality, the physicality, and making sure that you have a healthy mind, body, and spirit are important for me.
Awesome. Coffee with Cleo. 10 leadership lessons and personal stories of inspiration, self-reflection, and teaching moments from Cleo Franklin's 32 years as an executive in the business world. Cleo Franklin. It's called Coffee with Cleo. I guess you can find it anywhere that you find
books? You can find it. Yeah, John, you can go to www.franklin, S as in Sam, S as in Sam.com. That's www.franklin. Essence and Sam.com, and you can pre-order today. And that information is right there on the website. In about a week or two, it'll be available everywhere: Amazon, Walmart, Books a Million, Barnes and Noble, etc. But why wait?
Right,
that's what I'd say.
Get it now, FranklinSS.com. FranklinSS.com. Great stuff, man. Congratulations on the book and all your success in business and Morningside College and the Franklin Foundation, the Leadership Foundation, all of it. Great to talk to you again, Cleo, and hopefully we'll have you back on again.
I appreciate you, John. God bless you and everybody else in the family there at ESPN and God Media. And we'll look forward to talking again. And again, 10% of the proceeds are going to the Franklin Leadership Foundation at Morningside College, my alma mater.
Yeah,
thank you, sir.
To teach young people how to be leaders. That's great stuff. Great stuff. Well, appreciate it. That's Cleo Franklin right here on ESPN 97.5, FranklinSS.com, Coffee with Cleo. All right, 1013 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. What? Tommy Stark sent me. Yanette Garcia, working out, Dell. Have you seen this?
I haven't seen it. I know of the woman who you're talking about, though.
Yeah, how do you know her?
Because she was the famous weather girl when she did her profile. Everyone went crazy.
Yeah, she appears to be the perfect for that.
And didn't I think we did a story where an e-gamer dumped her because he wanted to spend more time playing video games.
Was that her?
I think it was her. Yeah, he was like, look, I got my profession, and I can't keep traveling down to Mexico to see you, and you're a distraction, so I got to play video games.
She is distracting, that's for sure. She's working out in a thong.
Well, that is for. Does she have a video, or is she just doing that on Instagram?
Yeah, apparently he put at Dell.
Why did he at me?
I know he at just at Dell instead of Dell V2.
Yeah, that doesn't really. That's not really how
and
it works.
And so Dell is a woman drinking coffee.
So there's a woman who he tweeted that to.
Yeah, Tommy.
Yeah,
Tommy.
My handle is at Dell V2.
At Dell V2.
Unfortunately, you've changed the woman's day. That you don't even know.
She's like, how'd I get in this? Why are you sending me this girl working out in a thong? Why are you sending it to me, Tommy?
Well, I
ain't about that life.
Yeah, that John is.
I ain't about that workout life. I don't want to see people working out.
Wendy is the only woman he cares about.
That's it.
And you know that to be the case.
That's it. I'm looking at this.
Have you flipped away from it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I don't want none of that. No piece of that.
No.
It's not what I'm about right now. And talking to Cleo about leadership.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. Weird link to get in the middle of that conversation. Hey, talking about leadership, don't send me a picture of Yanette in a thong.
You remember names? How did you remember that was the girl that dude said? I'd rather play video games than go out with you.
I remember the dumb things. Now, if you ask me something like important about family, like, what?
Huh?
What happened? I can go back. I went back to Florida for a sad event. My grandmother's a funeral. And like my cousins have kids. Ask me the name of one of their kids. I'm like, I don't know. That one. And that one over there. I don't know the names of their kids.
So Rex Chapman sent out one. Do you follow Rex?
No, but enough people do, so I see all this.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. So the dad in this little, I mean, he can't be, he's 2 years old, maybe. They're lining up like in a four-point stance, and then they get up, and the dog is across from him. And once he lines up in a four-point stance, apparently the dog knows it's time to go.
It's go time.
It's go time. And he just bowls over the two-year-old.
Why would you train your dog? Oklahoma drill with your two-year-old.
Yeah, but I don't think he knew he was going to take out the two-year-old. You see it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. But the kid got out of a stance. He got high.
He did.
Don't get high.
Bowled him over.
I think he wanted the dog to come after him.
Like, yes.
I think the guy wanted the dog to go heads up with him, and the dog's like, why would I go after the fullback when the running back is right there?
Right. Well, I'm not taking you on.
Yeah,
I can go around that block.
Yeah, I'll slip a block.
And he took the kid out.
That kid raised up. Hey, low man wins.
Low man wins.
Or low canine wins in this case.
No question about it.
Yeah, I hope that didn't reach mom.
Mom
again.
Saw it.
Oh, she was the one.
Mom's
Yeah, she's
pissed.
I guess the one filming it because the camera moves as the dog takes out the kid.
I would have just been laughing so hard I couldn't.
No, that I think that guy's heart dropped. And
yeah, he did.
Caught in his throat. He was like, "Ooh." Now you do have to say one thing about that dog. Doesn't wrap up. That was a kill shot.
He don't have to. Okay, That was one of those shots that you're just like, what? You stand over him.
Like when those guys go.
That was a perfect shot.
The perfect hit. You hear a click. That dog heard a click.
That dog was Vontaze Burfict.
That kid's flat on his back, too. Like, not
out.
Obviously, we hope the kid's okay.
Yeah. Nah, that kid's fine. Nice. They put it out there on social media. The kid better be fine.
don't glorify a serious injury.
Yeah.
I appreciate the handshake that dad gave. The kid was like, I'm going to be like dad. And the dog was like, I ain't stupid. Why would I go after you? You're like 240. You're
big, yeah.
The kid's,
I can't take on that block.
The kid's 15 pounds, maybe. I got him.
Go. And I think the dog jumped offside, if you want to know the truth. Dad was just getting up in his stance.
I feel like, well, the dog timed it. He's a safety. Now, he wasn't on the line.
No, right.
That's one of those Ed Reed things, or Troy Polamalu jumping over the pile. He timed it.
He timed it perfectly. He got that rebound from the top of the key.
Yeah.
He came running in from the top of the key, grabbed that rebound.
I mean, look, we haven't had a lot of football lately. That's the best hit of the year
so
far.
That was by far the best hit. You got to follow. If you ain't following Rex Chapman, block or charge, okay, there's something wrong with you.
And really, if you are the kid, you got to ask your dad, I thought you had, that's your guy. You're supposed to step in and take that block.
Yeah.
Like, the dog isn't right heads up, so how come the dad didn't move and take the block? Or reach out and hold, get the holding call to protect your guy.
Yeah, it wasn't like they did some kind of stunt. The dog didn't do a stunt.
No.
He just went right up.
This wasn't a T-E-twist.
No, it wasn't a T-E.
No, it wasn't. It was just, he beat his guy. The guy didn't get out of the stance, really.
Listen, if you're going to set up that two-year-old, though, and think that he's going to be able to take on that blitzing linebacker, you're wrong.
It really is a problem. If you are in the film room, the quarterback or whoever that kid was supposed to be looks at his blocker like, what the hell?
How many times did you see? And it was amazing. Mario Williams, like, nobody blocked him. And he got to the – and I'm like, who designed this offense – for nobody to block Mario Williams.
The biggest, strongest player on the opposite side.
And who designed this offense where you're going to put a two-year-old to try to take on the blitzing dog linebacker?
Chris Palmer.
It's a dog. That's right.
It's a dog blitz.
Yep.
Chris Palmer designed that offense.
Chris Palmer might have designed that. That's why he got fired the second game of the second season.
I'm just looking at it and saying to myself, step one. You probably step 2 feet over. You take on that block. The kid makes a big run out of it.
Yeah.
Instead,
nope.
Dad didn't make the play.
Dad, nice design.
He just stared at the dog until the dog took out the kid.
But he's got poor. Dad's got poor reaction time.
Yeah.
Now.
If he was a Madden character, he would have he would have zero player recognition.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't anticipate. Doesn't see what's coming. Shout out to that dog for making a player of the year so far.
Here's a nice story, Del. So this young man and young woman are going to get married. She is in a car accident and dies. Well, they paid the videographer $1,800 up front to do the wedding pictures. And what the response was? Well, hey, can we get our money back? She died in a car crash, so we're not going to get married. Life's a bitch. That was the response from the videographer.
It wasn't even simply company policy says, hey, we don't do this. He was like, life's a bitch, sorry. Life's a bitch.
I mean, nothing. Just life's a bitch. Now, see, that's where you're... Copper Stallion Media. See, that's where you're going to catch, though... In 2020, you're going to be canceled, right?
Yeah.
I mean, well, they said there is a no refund policy, and they signed a no refund policy.
That's what I'm saying. If you are simply going to go by the letter of the contract and you're by that agreement, you're well within your rights to say, sorry, but you don't say life's a bitch, Justin.
Well, and apparently it says it on their website.
Yeah, they mocked him on the site by putting it there.
Well, it's not really life's a bitch. How about death? The poor girl died in a car crash. He admits the contract was non-refundable, but says we should give the money back due to the circumstance.
And
Cooper, life is a bitch, Justin.
Yeah, Cooperstown Media responded by after the guy. Montney went public about his experience. People left negative reviews. Obviously, you're talking about getting canceled. Copper Stallion Media responded by redirecting its entire business website and Yelp page to a new website, justinmontney.com, attacking Montney and accusing him of trying to shake us down. He admits the contract was non-refundable, but he says we should give the money back due to the circumstances. Life is a bitch, Justin, the site reads.
Man, Copper Stallion Media,
they don't care about nothing.
They don't know. Man, they're just saying, you know what? I got mines.
And apparently he has been in trouble. The guy behind it, Jesse John Clark, has been in trouble for scamming people for years. A wedding videographer accused of scamming more than 92 couples has allegedly continued his fraudulent schemes despite court orders, according to a lawyer representing four couples who didn't receive their videos after paying deposits of up to $2,000. So there's, and in all likelihood, if the wife had not died and a wedding did happen, he probably wouldn't have done the video anyway.
Either way,
he's a...
Probably ain't gonna be there.
Yeah, so...
How about, though, talk about, you know, Cleo was just on with a little self-awareness. Man, life's a bitch. Yeah, she died in a car crash. Life's a bitch. What? Goodness gracious.
I would say that's unbelievable, but it really isn't.
No, it's not. But I would imagine his business is going to be a bitch from here on out.
If the allegations against him are true from previous incidents, he'll just move on to try something else. He'll rename it. Don't, and maybe not ever use his real name when he's peddling his services, and do this to other people.
This is in Colorado Springs too, where people are supposed to be nice.
Yeah, apparently he had pulled this crap in Boston as well, and maybe he moved he got to move towns when the heat gets too. When it gets too hot, you got to move towns. And now he's doing it in Colorado Springs.
Right. Right. Man, oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he'll have to move again. Yeah. There's no question.
Apparently, during the reviews, the bride-to-be's mom wrote a review. This is Alexis's mom. I just want you to know how disgusted I am with your company. You're truly heartless. You, as a small business, should be more compassionate towards your clients, especially in a time like this. She goes on. And then, I guess, because of all those negative reviews, Justin created a whole different website to mock Justin, the husband, which is insane.
Yeah, because Justin's not going through enough.
No.
He's got this scumbag.
He tried to shake us down. No, he probably just asked for the money back. You could have simply left it at the contract says no refunds, and there would have been no recourse. But I guess when Justin went with the negative reviews, they were like, no, you're not going to ruin our business. So they went far too far.
Yeah, there's a video of this dude scamming in handcuffs at a trial.
He's got a history of being a scumbag.
Yeah. Well, I don't think this is his first scumbag move. No,
it won't be the last.
He seems like he's pretty good at it. 1028 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. For those of you that haven't heard, big stories today. NHL looks like it's got a playoff scenario, in which they're going to go 24 teams. The top four in each league are going to get byes. Actually, they're going to play each other in a round robin to decide what the final seeding is going to be. And then 5 through 12 play five-game series. And then whoever wins moves on to seven-game series with the final 16 teams left. Baseball is just a mess. I don't see, Del, there is zero chance that the major league players are going to go along with this proposal. And for those of you who haven't heard, it's like a fraction of what they would make and a prorated deal. And so I guess this is the initial. But if they want to get guys in there by June 10th, and this is the starting point, on May, 27th? No chance.
Baseball has a big problem, particularly this summer when basketball is going to be doing something. It'll be strange, but there'll be games in baseball's territory, and then you'll have hockey doing the same thing. If they can get, they have a plan in place. If the health stuff, they figure that out, they'll be playing too. And you're just going to, you have this wide berth where you can figure out something and be, all right, baseball, take advantage of, and tell everyone, hey, we did what we could to get back, and we're providing something for you in odd circumstances and odd times. And baseball is like, yeah, well, the same old things that have always affected us will affect us again.
Yeah.
And particularly if all the other sports find a way, and sports that were already in the middle of their seasons and find a way to come back, where baseball doesn't have those issues about how do we do the playoffs, how does it affect competitive balance. You don't have that because your season hadn't started yet. You're still going to screw it up.
Yeah. No, they can have an entire half a season, and it's going to be all about money when there's 38 million Americans. You know what? I'm still, you know what? I'm with Frank Thomas. Nobody wants to hear this crap. Nobody wants to hear it. But that you guys can't come to terms on playing a game, and you'll have everything thrown at you and all of the safest precautions possible, and
you are not going to get quarantined. You're not going to have to play at a pair. The plan is to play regional games, but in your home parks. You don't even have to worry about being away from your families,
right?
And it's just going to come down to what baseball has always struggled with, coming to an agreement. And I said it yesterday, they were always going to be the most likely not to get something done because their history states that they would be.
Yep. Who is excited for Ultimate Tag tonight?
I didn't watch the first episode. Not watching tonight.
I don't know what
it's kind of like. I think from what I could tell, it's a combination of parkour where all the guys are climbing up sides of buildings, but it won't be buildings. It'll be, I think, a central location, and they'll be playing tag.
You're not supposed to touch each other during a pandemic.
Well, I don't know if Ultimate Tag got tests. I don't know if they have tests, but I think that's how it's going to be. You're gonna be these athletes, and it's going to be just like Super Tag, and I'm not going to watch a second.
Yeah. None of it. Zero of it. How excited are we? Zero. My excitement meter? Zero.
John didn't
even
know what it was.
I didn't even know that it existed.
Yeah, I'm looking at clip or images of it, and it's just parkour with a tag element to it.
Tim Kelly says Deshaun, he doesn't want to speak for him, but he's excited. But Deshaun's excited about the offense. What you just said you didn't want to speak
for him. You told us that. You did the exact opposite of what you said.
You just said you didn't want to speak for him, but you did.
And Deshaun is, hey, Tim, stop speaking for me.
Hey, Tim, you ain't my mouthpiece.
I ain't say all that. What are you talking about?
Do I got to put out another tweet that nobody knows what the hell I'm talking about?
Glad that, and this time he goes, hey, Tim, shut up.
Yeah.
Deshaun, that's not a subtweet.
That's not.
No, I didn't want it to be the subtweet.
Who is Tim? Are you sure it's Tim Kelly?
Yep. In this, Deshaun, are you talking about Tim Kelly? In fact, I am.
Yep.
I don't want him to talk for me at all. I'll use my tweets for that.
I'm seeing so many people are, and I hope Tim Kelly is good, but I'm seeing so many people right now are, well, Deshaun is, if Deshaun had a better offensive line, and Deshaun without DeAndre Hopkins, and man, you know what, though? Here's the thing about it is Deshaun does have to evolve as a quarterback. He can't rely on his whoobie. And his whoopee isn't there, so he's not going to be able to complete a third of his passes to one guy. He is going to have to spread it around. He is going to have to get the ball out on time. Although I will say this, I mean, he did hold on to the ball longer than anybody in the NFL. So if he's holding on to the ball longer than anybody in the NFL, is the offensive line good or bad? I think it's good, right? Because they got to do more work than anybody else because Deshaun's holding it longer.
Certainly. Now, there are some instances where Deshaun, that holding the ball thing is because he's scrambling around because of immediate pressure. But there are other times where you're like, Deshaun, throw the ball. Just throw the ball. What are you doing?
Get rid of it.
Deshaun.
It's been too long. And all your guys, if you get sacked, they're like, they'll look at back at you like, you know that's not on us, right? That's on you.
So now I will say this, though. There are going to be a lot of more fast guys.
Smaller, faster guys.
Yeah. And so maybe they will be able to separate more.
You would hope that.
And if he does scramble around, somebody's going to be able to get away from their guy.
Well, you're probably going to see less contested throws in terms of, hey, we'll just throw a back shoulder fade to a guy because you don't have the guys to go win those matchups. You'll have the option routes you'd hope become a part of it. No, Kenny Stills, you have guys who can certainly get deep in Kenny Stills and Brandon Cooks and Will Fuller when he's on the field or when any of them are on the field. But I think you'll see a lot of, at least in the slot guys, Randall Cobb and maybe even Brandon Cooks as a smaller guy, you give them run yards after catch type stuff.
Would you like to see a big, strong Mike Evans receiver?
Well, Deshaun has pretty much had one of those his entire – since he's been in our consciousness, whether it be Mike Williams at Clemson or DeAndre here. He's always had one of those guys who he can just put the ball up to and then go make a play. To your point, he's going to have to realize that's not a weapon in the arsenal this year.
No. It'll be interesting to see if Kahale Waring makes any kind of contribution. If he's going to be a guy that you can, you know, I mean, because Akins is a guy you can throw the ball up to.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder who. I guess there'll be a tight end specific off, maybe not specific, but maybe something they lean on in the red zone.
Well,
those guys will make plays. You would hope. Well, tight ends are supposed to do that.
They account for about 80 catches a year.
As far as maybe they'll be, since you don't have DeAndre to hit in tight quarters, maybe the tight ends become guys he leans on in the red zone.
He did with Fells, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Fells caught some balls, and especially in big, and Akins. And if Waring, I mean, if that's going to be have to, instead of that big wide receiver that you can throw it up to, if that's going to have to be it, is that the big tight end that you're going to have to throw it up to, then so be it. But, you know, that Deshaun is, maybe Deshaun, you know what, maybe Deshaun needs this too, is I don't have that guy that I can just rely on. Hey, I've got to anticipate better. I've got to read defenses better. I've got to get the ball out quicker. I've got to focus on my keys better. I mean, we talked about Peyton Manning. He knew where the ball was going as soon when you lined up defensively against him, and that was a fact. And he just and you know. Maybe if Deshaun catches some of that, along with his athleticism, he can be what we think he was going to be.
We've seen moments. Peyton was a master of consistency and always being that type of guy. I don't know if you ever get to that level because you guys discussed how great Peyton was at it. But you would hope at some point the playmaking becomes less of a factor. And you want that to be part of his game because what he does is so special when things aren't right. But he can go 1, 2, 3, ball out, and that's a bigger part of the offense than, man, we need Deshaun to make a play here, as opposed to
right.
The reads, that guy's open, I'll hit him, and we'll keep a drive alive.
Well, we've seen Deshaun, especially, I just keep going back to that Baltimore game last year, when Deshaun is trying to do stuff, and you're like, Deshaun, you were just throwing on time. The offense looked like it was in rhythm. You're getting the ball out quick. You're anticipating doing all these things. And then you reverted back to that against Baltimore and against a good defense, which is what you're going to face more than likely in the playoffs. That ain't happening, Deshaun. You got to go back. You got to get that ball. You can't improvise and think that these defenses are going to, you're going to be able to do the stuff that you do against Jacksonville or whomever, you know.
Yeah.
You to win those big games, you can't just rely on your athleticism.
Yeah, the improv.
Look at Lamar Jackson
against Tennessee. The improvisation should be what separates you in a big game. Maybe Baltimore has everything covered, and because of you are who you are, you make a play that changes the game and you win it. But that should be your foundation. Should be all the things quarterbacks do. In a regular, the special things you do should be an added thing. It shouldn't be the only thing that keeps you alive in those type of games. It should be the thing that changes the complexion of a game, while the basic quarterback stuff
It's just what you do. It's secondhand nature. And unfortunately, in those instances, in those games, it hasn't been the case.
No.
It's all been about, Deshaun shook a guy off, hung in the pocket, made a throw. Oh, yeah, but you're still down 27-10. And now it's 3rd-and-5. Just simply needs more consistency.
Because you were 3 and out the last 2 series.
Yeah. Just need more consistency. Ooh. Game to game.
Today is J.J. Watt and his wife's anniversary. What's her name?
Oh, don't do that.
What you know? What?
ABC 13 did that once, and J.J. Turned it into a viral tweet.
Oh, yeah. It worked out fine.
Yeah, it went viral, and I'm sure they were thrilled by it.
Did it?
In their case, that's a good thing. But you know, Twitter was like, J.J.'s right. She has a name.
Really? Really? Not 4 of those people could name her name. Not 4 of those people saw her play soccer. Not 4 of those people cared that she got traded.
She's an individual, John, with the name.
No, she's JJ's wife.
No,
sorry.
No, at the time, fiance. But she's an individual, right? Person...
How would anyone know? If she wasn't JJ's, no one would know her.
Well, if she wasn't JJ Watt's fiance, I think, at the time, and now wife, I don't think ABC 13 even mentions the trade.
No. No. They don't know. No one mentions it.
But JJ's saying, now that you did
not
mention
it. Her parents might have mentioned it.
Oh, well, maybe they tweeted out. Who knows? But JJ's saying, if you're going to mention it, use her name. And I can see that. JJ Watt's fiance, Khalil, hi. Maybe not JJ Watt's fiance. I think he would have been okay.
It's limited on how much space.
Khalil, hi would have fit.
No one knew her name at Channel 13.
Yes, they did, because in the article it had her name in it.
They didn't find it out till later.
They didn't
after they read the headline.
No, they didn't continue in the article.
What's her name again?
In the article, it didn't just call her JJ Watt's fiance over and over again.
No,
that's bad writing, by the way.
I'm pretty sure nobody knew. Nobody knew her name until after.
I get it. That's your girl, and she has a name. But the easy tweet, J.J. Watt's fiance, Cleo High, is traded to wherever she got traded to.
What? No one. Everyone would go, what? What does that mean? What is that? Those two words fiance.
That's a name.
Oh, no one knew that. 1045 ESPN 97.5, 713-780. Oh, no. No calls. News of the Weird coming your way next. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. News of the Weird coming your way. I'm not going to do this Trump story. There's no way he said that.
Which one?
That he asked whether he should take insulin despite not being diabetic.
Oh, he did. He did do that.
I don't think that's true.
No, it's real. What do you think is more real? That one or the one where he accuses a media personality, former congressman, of killing someone, and even when the husband of said woman said no, it wasn't. He didn't do it. Could you stop talking about it? It wasn't a murder. Stop it. And Trump, and when he's asked about it, he goes, hey, what do you think about the husband saying that and being hurt by it and writing Twitter? Well, I understand, but really we should look into this. No, but the guy just said, stop. No, it should be looked into. So which one do you think is more real?
I don't know. I don't. Love him. He's just the best. He's the gift that keeps on giving.
After those two things, you say you love him?
Yeah. How could you not?
I guess you have unconditional love.
He's lovable. Oh, speaking of presidents, do you see? Now, this was a lock, was it not? Bill Clinton spent time on Jeffrey Epstein's Orgy Island?
Apparently, that has been deemed false by people.
By what people?
By people who say it's
false.
Well,
Netflix says it's true. It's in a doc. If it's in a documentary, it has to be true.
Well, we'll see. I think that was released, early this morning? Or did it come out yesterday? Netflix has like a 2 p.m. release date thing sometimes, depending on what it is, or 2 a.m. Release. I don't know if I want to watch. I feel like it's all very creepy, and I don't want any part of it.
Virginia Roberts Jouffre, I don't know, has also previously claimed to have seen Clinton on the island, which is where she says she was forced into an orgy with Epstein, Prince Andrew, and 9 young girls. And then there's photos of Bill Clinton and Ghislaine Maxwell on Epstein's Lolita Express.
Yes, yeah, in a new book, she claims she had an affair with him.
Oh, and like, get in line, girl.
In that case, yeah, she wouldn't be the first.
Let me see your ring finger. Men with long ring fingers are less likely to die from coronavirus.
What is considered a long ring finger?
I don't know. Is it as long as your middle?
Mine isn't.
The reason length of ring fingers is believed to be linked to how much testosterone men are exposed to. Huh.
And testosterone fights off coronavirus?
Yeah. Didn't you see there was a study that said men with low testosterone are more likely to die from the coronavirus.
So everyone should be going to NXT to get that checked out.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've been exposed, but we're going on a good, 3 months or so. No symptoms. I'm okay. So I don't know what that means for my testosterone. Or am I not a man because I wear a mask in public? So how does that work out? Is it because I'm being less of a man by wearing a mask? Probably. Or is it because I'm such a man that my testosterone is getting in the way of the corona? Which one is it?
I think both could be possible.
I could be less of a man.
Even without a mask. With or without a mask.
You're probably not very manly. Matter. Yeah.
Yep. A 13-year-old graduated from Fullerton College in California. Is your Fullerton degree worth more or less today?
Look, I come from an immigrant home. Do you know how many kids I hated growing up when my dad would bring a story? Oh, look. This 14-year-old doctor, I hated those kids because the immigrant dad always brings up that you should strive to be this. I'm like, hey, maybe it's your fault. Maybe if you were smarter, that would get passed down to me.
Yeah, like Raheel always makes fun of Baby Trickster. She ain't getting no scholarships, not academic anyway.
That's not on her. That's on you.
That's on you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure if Nishma would have bred better, okay?
I don't like the terminology. I know what you're saying. It's a shot at Raheel, and I appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Nishma.
If she had picked, let's say she had picked a better husband.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I said, isn't it?
No, you did not say it like that.
I'm pretty sure I said that. Let's see. Is there anything good? June 1st coming out on Hulu. Anything good? I like The American President, Casino, Charlie Wilson's War. Who cares about this?
I like Casino, though.
Yeah, I like to see.
I would watch that unedited. I can't remember the last time I seen it unedited.
Yeah, The X-Files. I've seen zero episodes. The X-Files.
I tried to get into, but it's so daunting. And then they've had revivals that I don't care about. I'm good with not watching the X-Files.
Dirty Dancing, Havana Nights. You in?
No, isn't that the sequel? It's a sequel. No, I didn't care about the original Dirty Dancing.
So you didn't? Oh, it was good.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of crap. I'm not interested.
I think Casino's, at least of the ones you mentioned, is the winner there, if I'm going to watch something.
Don Garber is the MLS commissioner?
I believe that's still his title.
Okay. He sent out a memo warning against leaking anything to The Athletic. What happened? That memo was immediately leaked to The Athletic.
Does he have just a reason to hate The Athletic, or is it just they break too many MLS stories?
I don't know. I don't know if he has.
He hired a firm to investigate the leaks, and then it got leaked to The Athletic.
Man, did you see this 12-year-old kid that led a bear down a mountain in Italy?
When she was listening to music? You mean the girl who was like just snowboarding or something, and she...
No. No, it's a boy.
Okay. Well, I don't know the gender, but is it someone on a snowboard and they're listening to music? Because I saw one where I think it was a girl or a woman.
No, this is in the green. It's all green.
Okay. I saw one where a woman was listening to music, and she was just vibing out to maybe some Rihanna or something, And in the background, you could see a bear chasing her down the slopes. And she didn't know. So she would – so you could see the bear flash while she was getting ready. And then she started to pick up speed. You could see the bear chasing after. And eventually she just outraced the bear. But you could see the bear flash in front of the camera three or four times coming after her. And she never noticed it. And I was like, oof, I'm glad you didn't fall. It would have been over.
This is interesting. I'm watching a video. A woman in the Ukraine on Sunday. Apparently, I don't know why they're are their post office. Their post offices are open on Sunday in the Ukraine. That's one thing. Secondly, she wasn't wearing a mask, so she wasn't going to get served. So what she did was she took off her pants and then her panties, and she put her panties around her face to use as her mask. I'm all right with it.
Actually, we all know the question that when it comes to you, was she hot?
And she's going okay, yeah.
Okay, then that's why you're okay with it.
Well, yeah. No, yeah. I mean,
let's not pretend like you're just okay with people taking off their panties. She has to
would
be attractive.
Would you ever take your underwear off and use it as a face mask?
Not to send something at the post office. I don't care that much.
Well, I mean, she did it right there in line, too.
No, it's a post office. I'll go home. I don't need it. In fact, I'll drop it. I don't know Ukraine and their mailbox availability where you can just drop something off or even to get stamps. But if it's that important, I'll go home.
Hope she had some good hygiene. That's all I'm saying.
Look, I'm just gonna break something to you, John. A woman who takes off her pants and underwear in the line and then puts them on, hygiene's gonna be questionable. Just think about it. Of all the women you know, if one of them did that, would you be like, well, that's a clean. She's clean. She's yeah, exactly. If you could in your head, think of a woman who would do that. And do you think that's great? She has great hygiene?
Yeah.
No. No.
And it's Russia. I'm not sure what they're all about hygiene.
Know. Yeah, I don't know. Soap may not be readily available. Yeah. Who knows?
10:57, press box next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.